Britain's Got Talent. Now, I've mentioned a few times that I get a little bit angry and I shout at the TV because they always go for the wrong acts. It's always a singer and a dancer. And this weekend, I got very angry because someone that you may well, like me, have seen on stage here in Suffolk Hall about 18 months ago. It was amazing. I was taken along to the show and I thought, I don't know if I want to go along. I don't want to go. I don't know. Is that my sort of thing? I'm so glad I had my arm bent and went along to the spa in Felixstowe. It was brilliant. And one of the acts that was so, so good was then on Britain's Got Talent. And he's on the phone now. Arthur Lager, good morning.
Hello. Don't try and get any jokes out of me. I'm exhausted and I don't like mornings. I can't stand getting up.
No, indeed. Well, I don't like to ask a gentleman how old he is, but you are pushing it a few years now, aren't you?
82.
82. Good grief.
Yeah, and I don't even need glasses.
No.
I drink straight out the bottle.
Now, I've got to ask you, Arthur, you were very forward with Amanda Holden on the telly on Saturday night.
Backwards, yeah. Don't mind. I'm Arthur Lager.
Yeah, you are.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she seemed to take a shine to you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks. I think she liked it.
Yeah.
I think it's all over now. I think my dream is all over.
Well, no, Arthur, surely the dream is only just beginning, isn't it? I mean, you know, you went down a storm with the audience, and look what's been happening. People have been talking about you everywhere.
Yep. We've got lots of working, got some weddings, and some weddings, and we've got some more weddings. I can't stand weddings, by the way, but we keep getting booked in weddings, so I think we're going to do lots of weddings.
And there was someone else on stage with you, and Simon Cowell wasn't too sure about the old chest hair, whether there was enough chest hair on the I was going to use the word puppet, and that's really offensive, isn't it?
That's very offensive, yeah. You mean little cow?
Yeah.
Little Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Little Simon.
I now
Cowell.
Got to share a trunk with him, and I'm not amused. He's now stealing my limelight, and I'd rather just, you know, travel in the car on my own, in the trunk.
Oh yeah,
you know,
of course.
Back of the trunk.
Of course you would. And the third person on the stage with you was Steve Hewlett, and I think he's there, isn't he? He's there with us as well.
Well, I can't stand a ventriloquist. You've got to go through me, really, if you want to talk to him.
Well, could we have a word with him? Is that at all doable, do you think? I'm not sure.
All right, go on there, cup of tea. See ya.
Oh, thank you very much, Arthur Lager. What a star. Steve Hewlett, good morning.
Oh, hi. I just got to the phone. Yeah, he just pushed past me. He's so rude, especially in the mornings. You're lucky to grab him, actually. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, more importantly? How have the last few days been since Britain's Got Talent, then?
Do you know what? That Saturday night primetime live television show, I never thought I'd dream of doing something like that. And I didn't think I'd have the nerve to hold it together as well. But it was the best feeling I've ever had. To work on that show as well. With attraction, and I know Jordan is a fantastic talent. To be up there as well in the top three, I was ecstatic. So the last few days, social media has gone crazy for me, and people know my name now, and it has taken a long time. I won't keep going on about how long I've been doing it, but I'm very proud that I've made a little mark in the art of ventriloquism. That's what I've been wanting to do for many years.